This is Kent Lindquist, along with Bill Salley. We're back for the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz after the news at the top of the hour, and we hope you'll stick around. We've got another fine roster of great jazz artists ahead of us with some playing some good swinging sounds, and I'm going to continue my spotlight on that great tenor sax man, Gene Jug Evans, and this is from an album called A Late Hour Special, cut on Prestige in April of 62. This is a nice medium blues by Gene called Lascivious, and he's backed up by Patty Brown on piano, George DeVivier on bass, and Walter Perkins on drums. Let's listen to Lascivious.
Thank you.
It was Lascivious by Gene Ammons from his Prestige album, Late Hour Special, and I neglected to advise all the personnel on that particular track because we obviously had Ray Barreto on Congo.
I'm going to cheat a little bit, I think. I'm going to feature something from the Les and Larry Elgard Orchestra, which may be more swing than jazz, but I think it's jazz. Anyhow, it's my favorite dance band. It's our show, so we can play what we want, right? I'm going to do, he's not me, but the orchestra's going to play two tunes, Night and Day, and It Had to Be You. That was Les and Larry Elgard playing Night and Day, and It Had to Be You. And we grew up in the big band era, and I think these didn't get a lot of credit, but in my way of thinking, they were the best and easiest big band to dance to.
You know, Gene Ammons' soul brother on the tenor sax or alto sax, as the case may be, with Sonny Stitt. They worked together off and on many years. And in fact, for two or three years, they toured the country playing various jazz venues. And they cut a few albums together. I'm going to play one of those albums where Gene and Sonny Stitt got together, and it's called Soul Summit, cut on the Prestige label, with Jack McDuff on organ and Charlie Persip on drums. This is a Gene Ammons composition called Shuffle Twist. Thank you. was a sax tandem of Gene Ammons and Sonny Stitt, of course, doing a little Gene Ammons backbeat shuffle blues from an album called Soul Stomach, cut on the Prestige label.
I'm going to play something by Count Basie, and this particular song was arranged and conducted by Quincy Jones, so you know it should be swinging. And the name of the tune is Count 'Em. Thank you. That was the Count Basie Orchestra doing Count 'Em, and it was arranged and conducted by our favorite friend, Quincy Jones.
I'm going to do something now from Gene Ammons' prestige album, cut in October 61, called Boss Soul, backed up again by Patty Brown on bass, George DeVivier on bass, and one of my favorite drummers, Art Taylor. And this is from an uptight album, and this is Gene's version of 5 o'clock Whistle.
Thank you.
5 o'clock whistle from Dream Animals' Prestige album, Uptight, with some fine piano work there by Patty Brown.
I'm going to play something by George Van Epps doing a tune, Ain't Misbehavin'. Guitarist Joe Van Epps playing Ain't Misbehavin', and obviously he was the only musician on that tune.
I'm going to turn now to Gene Ammons' Prestige album called Angel Eyes, cut in June of 1960, backed up by Art Taylor on drums. Frank West is here on tenor sax or flute. I'm not sure what he plays on this particular tune. Jimmy Hammond Smith on organ. And Doug Watkins, the great bass player out of Detroit, on bass. And this is a Rodgers and Hart composition, Blue Room.
Thank you.
Hodges and Hart's Blue Room. That was from Gene Jug Ammon's album Angel Eyes on the Prestige label. Of course, that was Jug on tenor sax. Also heard some fine flute work there by Frank West, who at that particular time was holding down the tenor sax and flute chair in the Count Basie band. And also we had Johnny Hammond Smith on organ. He was called Johnny Hammond Smith because he was didn't want to be confused with Jimmy Smith.
I'm going to play something by the MJQ. The name of the tune is The Golden Striker. Modern Jazz Quartet doing The Golden Striker.
Well, I think we should return to one of Jug Gene Ammon's greatest assets, and that was his ballad artistry. So we're going to do something by Rodgers and Hart called Little Girl Blue from Jug's album The Soulful Moods of Gene Ammon's, tastefully backed up by Richard Wyans on piano, Dud Watkins on bass, J.C. Hurd on drums. Let's listen to Little Girl Blue. Mm-hmm. Big sound, big tenor sax sound of Gene Jug Ammons doing Rodgers and Hart's Little Girl Blue with some tasteful piano backing by Richard Wyans.
Well, we're going to finish up tonight's show with a tune entitled Straighten Up and Fly Right, featuring Monty Alexander on piano, Ray Brown bass, and Herb Ellis guitar. We've had a great time on the show. Hope you've enjoyed the show, and will join us next Sunday night from 8 to 10 p.m. on The Feeling of Jazz. So with that thought in mind, let's straighten up and fly right.
Woo!